David Marcus unveils Bitcoin wallet built for AI agents. David Marcus, the former PayPal president now running Lightspark, used a Bitcoin 2026 stage moment to introduce a new wallet aimed at AI agents rather than human users. According to a Bitcoin magazine post on April 28, 2026, the product lets autonomous agents buy BTC and send or receive payments without a person clicking through each step. In a separate quote captured by Cointelegraph the same morning, Marcus framed the choice of Bitcoin in absolute terms. "Bitcoin is the only network that is neutral and open enough that no one can ever change the rules on you." That line is the marketing thesis for why he picked Bitcoin over a closed payment rail or a stablecoin issuer with a kill switch. Why agent-native wallets are the new build target? For most of the last 2 years, AI agents have been able to read the web, draft emails, and write code, but they have not been able to pay for anything on their own. Card networks gate access through KYC on a human, and stablecoin issuers can freeze addresses tied to non-human or unidentified counterparties. A wallet designed from day one for software callers shifts that constraint. Marcus is not the first to chase this. Coinbase has shipped agent SDKs, and Stripe has been previewing AI payments tooling. The difference Marcus is leaning on is rail neutrality. An agent paying over Bitcoin or Lightning has no issuer who can revoke its access. As of April 28, 2026, BTC trades near $76,234, down 0.8% on the day, with fear and greed at 40 neutral per coin market cap. So the launch lands in a soft tape rather than a euphoric one. Lightspark's Bitcoin and LightningBet Lightspark spent its first years building enterprise-grade Lightning infrastructure for cross-border money movement, and it recently became a Visa Principal member to push stablecoin payments. Adding an agent wallet on top is a logical expansion. The same Lightning nodes that route human payments can route machine ones, and Marcus already has issuer relationships on the fiat side. What is genuinely new is the framing. Pitching a wallet to software, not people, means the UX bar is API quality, not consumer quality. Latency, programmability, and predictable fees matter more than onboarding flows or rewards. Bitcoin and Lightning, with deterministic settlement and small payment economics, fit that brief better than most chains. What Marcus did not say, the Bitcoin magazine post confirms the launch, but leaves several questions open. There is no published fee schedule. No clarity on whether the wallet is custodial or self-custodial under the hood, and no detail on how agents authenticate to spend. There is also no public list of which agent frameworks, OpenAI, Anthropic, open source agent stacks, integrate at launch. Marcus has historically built custodial products at PayPal and Calibra, but Lightspark's existing developer surface leans toward self-custody options for businesses that run their own nodes. Whether agent operators will be expected to do the same, or whether Lightspark will hold keys on their behalf, is the single most consequential design question for safety. A custodial agent wallet means Lightspark can pause an agent that goes off the rails. A non-custodial one means it cannot. Where this fits in the AI payments race, crypto cards have already started touching AI workflows on the consumer side, with Gemini's agentic trading product, letting ChatGPT and Claude place orders. Marcus is targeting the upstream layer, the wallet that holds the funds the agent uses to spend. If agent commerce volume materializes, as some forecasts suggest, the wallet that wins this category does not need a marketing department, just a developer-friendly API and reliable settlement. The risk for Marcus is the inverse of his pitch. A neutral, open network is also one where Lightspark cannot easily clean up if an agent gets exploited, drains a treasury, or routes funds to a sanctioned address. Bitcoin's neutrality is a feature when nothing goes wrong and a problem when it does. Regulators are still figuring out how to think about non-human payment initiators, and the first incident involving an AI-driven Bitcoin transfer to a flagged wallet will set the tone.